podcast.
So this is an emergency podcast.
Yeah. My Instagram account was, they've said temporarily disabled, suspended. And I'll just walk you through what has happened so far and the frustration that I've endured to this point. So Saturday night, Nikki, my wife, and I were watching Stranger Things on Netflix late at night. Great show. Every time I watch TV with her, I just leave my phone in another room. I don't want to be like bothered by it. So we took a break. I just went in, checked my Instagram, and it just had like a loading wheel. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And then I went back and it said, your account has been temporarily suspended because you've gone against community guidelines. If you want to appeal the decision, click here. So I did. They said, thanks. We'll be in touch within 24 hours. So I'm panicking. You got like 20 text messages.
Yeah, understandable. Right away. I mean, this is code red scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happens. I get that message saying they'll be in touch in 24 hours. Minutes after that, I get a WhatsApp message saying, hey, bro, if you want to get your account back, I can do it for $500. I didn't respond. I looked at it and then I quickly went back and made it unread. So I don't know why. I didn't want to respond. So now I'm panicking. Like it's 1:30 a.m. where I'm at this point on Saturday. Obviously nothing's going to get resolved then, but I thought the first thing I could do, because once I got that 24 hour message, every time I went to Instagram, that's the only thing I could see. It said, we'll get back to you in 24 hours. We're looking at your appeal or whatever. So I went to like Google and I was like seeing what forms I could fill out. And I went to the someone's impersonating me forms, and I filled out the form and I typed in the accounts that were impersonating me. And then I gave a picture of me holding my license. And then in the additional comments, I said like, hey, there seems to be a mistake. You've deleted the wrong account. This has been my account since 2012. I just got a message from WhatsApp saying, you know, if you want your account back, pay $500. Clearly there's like a scam going on. Obviously I haven't heard anything. Sunday morning, I wake up. I did get an email from Facebook, which is Instagram. And they said, before we can do anything, here's your like verification code. And then they told me I had to write the verification code on a piece of paper with my full name and my username, and then take a picture of me with that. So I did that. This whole time, I'm still waiting the 24 hours. So that happened. I filled out a couple more forms that day. I emailed Instagram security, whatever the email is, just saying you've disabled the wrong account. I've been reporting the accounts like crazy. And then today I woke up and I was scared at first that I was getting like legit hacked. But then I heard that like, if you're hacked, you'll get like a message, an email saying someone's trying to log into your profile or someone's trying to change your password or something. I didn't get anything like that. And there's been nothing like that. It was just that WhatsApp message that was really sketchy. That was like freaking me out. But I think what's happened is the WhatsApp message is like one of the owners of one of my fake accounts. So yeah, they've like mass reported me and they saw that. I don't know. So then I wake up this morning and I go to log in. It says your account has been disabled because you're impersonating somebody else. And I was like, okay. They said, if you think we've made a mistake, click here. So then I did it, filled out the form, and I took another picture of me with my license. And now that's what I'm waiting for. That's the last we've heard of it. I have no access to my Instagram. And it's just like so frustrating because like the past month or two, I've noticed like literally daily people messaging me being like, hey, there's a fake account. I'm like, it's happening like a lot more than normal. And I don't know. I never really thought this could happen because every time I'd report the fake account, Instagram would just get back to me saying they haven't gone against community guidelines, or the matter's not urgent enough to look at because they're low staff because of COVID.
Yeah. This is happening, not the suspension. Well, the suspension actually is too, because I just got off the phone with Paige Steckling, friend of the show, Utah real estate Paige. Her account just got suspended. Also, it happened to my fiance's sister, Monica, and she's not even a real estate agent and doesn't have like a big following or anything like that. So this is clearly like a, you know, hacker campaign. I mean, going after real estate agents kind of makes sense because their real estate profile is public. A lot of them have a lot of followers and they know that they have money too, to potentially, you know, barter for hacked information or something like that. So they're very easy targets.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's terrible because all these, I mean, I'm seeing it on every single real estate agent that we know that we're following has all these fake accounts now. Jason Cassidy, Byron, Taya, and like you said, more and more keep popping up. So what I think it is they create 5 or 6 to 10 profiles. They mass report the real account until that account gets taken down. And then they send that kind of hacker message that says, you know, pay me $500, pay me $1,000. And you probably could do that. And then, of course, you're not going to get your account back because they're not Instagram. They're just going to keep collecting money.
Yeah. And it's
so look out for this.
Yeah. And it's way easier for them. They don't have to literally hack into a profile anymore. They've found like a weird like hack, but they're not actually hacking, getting passwords or anything. And then they're just getting money. But I just got off the phone with Paige as well. We spoke and she had a similar experience, but a little different. She said 2 days ago, her account got disabled today. 2 days ago, she got a message on Instagram saying, hey, someone's paid me to disable your account. If you want it back, you have to pay me more than they're going to pay me. There's nothing I can do. And then I've had those messages before and she just ignored it. And then she said it'll be deactivated in 48 hours. And then she woke up today and it was deactivated. Then she got a message saying, pay me $500.
Yeah. So, and she also told me on the phone, like she just got a huge listing and, you know, supposed to promote this listing on her Instagram. Like this is how we operate. Like if my Instagram got taken down, it would end, you know, my business. It's, you know, how you get your leads. So this isn't just like a joke, like, oh shit, now we can't make content. It's like, no, this is, you know, could greatly affect your business. And the fact that Instagram is not, you know, fixing this immediately within literally an hour is crazy.
And same with me. So, I mean, I texted you a week or two ago. I got that big listing with, it was Peter Torkin's. It is Peter Torkin's listing, but I went there to film some content and the builder, the developer was actually there and he knew me from my content and asked for me to be on the listing. And it's an $8 million listing. And that's that. I just went on a $3.5 million listing appointment 2 days ago. And a lot of my like my sell is my social.
Of course.
Because you know, I've been getting a lot of views and stuff like that. I have a listing right now that I'm supposed to be promoting. Like it's just messing with my business. And like you said, it's, oh no, I can't make funny content, but I do get a lot of business. We have sponsors. We have, you know, things we have to do. I just signed on to do Inman again. You know, I'm supposed to be promoting that. Like there's a lot of things that I just can't do. And the fact that Instagram can't tell immediately, they should have something. Like I was telling you on the phone, Eric, like if you get mass reported, you should get one more step before actually disabling your account. Be like, please provide a picture of yourself with your driver's license identification to prove that this is you. If you can do that, we'll send a verification code to your phone, your email. If you can verify all that, then there's no need to disable. Also, there should be like they're so tech savvy. You're telling me they can't tell that these accounts were made 2 months ago and I've had mine for 10 years.
Yeah. And you've been posting from the same phone, the same IPs, the same location. It is. Yeah. It's bananas. And it's something that has to be changed immediately. And the only, you know, possible good thing that comes out of this is that because it's happening to so many people we know, I mean, this is directly affecting, you know, three people that I know very well, could very you know, easily happen to me and the BAM accounts as well, is that hopefully enough people are reporting this that Instagram just fixes this issue or just starts verifying way more people. Because with the blue check, you know, we joke that like, yeah, that'd make everything more legitimate, but that would actually make this so those accounts could not be created and that they would always know it's you. Because what a lot of people are doing, I see Jason Pantana do this, Byron do this, is they'll go on their story, which they should, because we just wrote an article on this too. And they'll show the other accounts and say, please report this Byron Lazine account, or please report this Matt Leonetti account. And it's, you know, one decibel off, it's one underscore off. And maybe people end up reporting the real account too, because these things are so close. Like there's a Matt Leonetti account out now with like three T's, right? And, you know, why would people know that, you know, yours has like the period in it? They wouldn't. And the fact that they like have the same amount of following, they have the same posts, it's crazy. So this has to be fixed immediately. And Instagram's customer support is the worst. And it makes us hate Instagram because, you know, we've been like super loyal to this platform and, you know, we grow our businesses on this platform and they could take it away in an instant just from a bunch of, you know, dumbass hackers creating like accounts.
Everyone stop. Matt, people want to work with the best, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know, clients want to work with the best agent in the market. You want to go to the best Italian restaurant. I want to go to the best golf course. And people want to listen to the best podcast in the game, which of course is us. And agents want to use the best CRM in the business. And what is that, Matt?
That's right. Well, that's Boomtown, the number one user-rated real estate CRM. And it's so much more than a CRM, Eric. You know that?
Yeah.
It's all the tools and tech you need to close more deals and grow a sustainable real estate business.
By the way, I went to the Boomtown Unite conference, one of the best real estate conferences I've ever been to, if not the best. So yeah, check out Boomtown and see how you can score $750 in free digital advertising. Visit boomtownroy.com/overask.
That's boomtownroy.com/overask.
That's boomtownroy.com/overask.
Now, folks, that's boomtownroy.com.
All right, let's get into the episode.
Yeah, like we always do joke about the blue check and the verification, but this literally wouldn't happen if I had that.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a, even if it's like an internal thing, like I don't even need the actual blue check, like something, they should be able to prove that. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And, you know, as we just took a 30-second break there, I just got a text from Anne, my fiance, and her sister's dog account just got taken down. And it feels, and I was just talking to Bobby too, it feels almost like it's a direct attack on like us and all of our, I mean, maybe it's just because it's people we know, obviously, that are telling us this. And, you know, I want to hear from the audience. Let us know in the comments if you know anybody else that's getting their account deactivated right now. But I mean, Paige, we just had her on the show. My fiance's sister, you, Byron's getting fake accounts. Taya's getting fake accounts, all these people. So Jason Cassidy is, I mean, I know it's just happening to realtors in general, but you know, a little conspiracy theory is someone trying to take down BAM and all of us once.
Could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
Is lighter side of real estate coming for us? What's going on here? You know?
Need to look out for overask.
Yeah.
Cause my account's directly attached to that.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just so annoying. It's so unbelievably frustrating. But this really shows why we need to be versatile. That was kind of the first, this podcast was the first step off of the Instagram platform for us, to make sure that we can kind of live on through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's done that, you know. I think if Instagram goes away tomorrow, we'll still be relevant now, but we need to do a better job. Do you see this
psycho? Yeah, Bo's just slapping that toy around.
He's like, yeah, but he's been upset as well. He has an account. It hasn't been disabled yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I've spent so much time on Instagram. That's the other thing. And I don't want to be get into like, you know, ask for sympathy or the woe is me, but like I've worked really hard like the last 2.5 years to build this account, you know, and for it to just possibly, like you said, go away because Instagram can't do their job. It's insane. Like, it's crazy. And it's not even so much about the following and the followers, because I do believe I'll be able to grow that back. It's more about the story and like the growth. Like, you can see it all.
Yeah, you're almost at 50,000 followers. And for the record, I think your account is going to get reinstated. I think all these accounts will.
Yeah, I really hope so. There's no way they can just not.
No. Especially to like a creator like yourself that's producing original reel and reels content. Like, it's one thing if it's a meme page or something like that, like mine, that they wouldn't know is like, you know, who's the actual person behind this necessarily. So I think it will get reinstated. But what's crazy is I just did a blog post about this a week ago about how to grow your email list because Instagram could delete your account immediately. And that's literally the exact words I used. So
it's true. You know, and it's true on YouTube, on TikTok. We did not create these platforms.
Yeah. You own your email list.
Yeah. You own the email list.
You own your contacts. So at least you have that. But if you're not posting everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok especially, then you are very vulnerable to this. I mean, the fact that it's happened to so many people we know is really scary. So get on as many platforms as you can. Grow your own data. I mean, not grow your own data, but keep your own data, keep your mailing list, and do not forget about that, because you can wake up tomorrow and your entire marketing plan could be ripped from your hands.
Yeah. I mean, this has really showed that it's obviously not bulletproof. And that, like I said, we have the podcast now. We have a meeting later on today about some YouTube stuff. And we have been actively trying to grow on these things, but it obviously takes time, especially when we put so much time into the one platform. It doesn't always translate. But yeah, even if you're just all on TikTok, like, you need to be, because I've heard of this happening on TikTok as well. I don't know if the customer service is better or worse. I don't know. I'm not big on TikTok, but yeah, we got to figure it out. I'm hoping I get my account back soon, obviously. Cause yeah, it's just like deflating.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been years of work in creating that original content. And what's crazy is all of our collabs and everything is gone.
Yeah.
Or gone. Like, you can't even click your name in the Overass podcast. Like, there's removed from all tags. It's like you were just wiped off the platform.
Yeah.
So I hope when they reinstate it, that all that content's reinstated too, because that's like your content bank. Like, and I was just thinking, you know, Paige too, she has that reel that has 9 million views. Do those go away, or are those going to come back? Like, it's a really, really awful.
What I'm hoping is it's literally just a deactivate and then reactivate.
Yeah.
Like, left off. Like if they're gonna not give you all your videos and your views and stuff back, they gotta really tighten up on, like, this should not happen.
No. Instagram has been doing everything it can to make people hate Instagram the last like few months with all these copycat accounts, changing the algorithm nonstop, reducing people's followings and exposure. Like, I'm reaching no new people on the Explore page. I check my insights for something that has like 10,000 likes. I reached, you know, 400 new accounts, which is absolutely nothing. So, I mean, if they're trying to move people to TikTok, they're doing a very good job at it, even though their entire goal is to get people off of TikTok back to Instagram. But all these changes and just like their lack of customer support and just locking creators out of accounts and making us constantly adjust with this algorithm is
gonna, it's just so annoying.
People are just going to give up on it and just say, well, I'm not going to be on this platform anymore.
Yeah. Why do I, if it doesn't come back, like, you know, like I said, I think I have so much content that I could probably start posting it again.
And
gain that following. Like, a lot of people will start like, as soon as we say, hey, he's got a new account, like, you know, I'm not going to get right up to where I was right away, obviously, but like, it's more that journey of, like, you know, speaking in Boston with Sirhan Inman, like, that kind of stuff you can't kind of like redo.
No.
You know, or repost.
Also, And it's the comments and stuff too. Like you would post really funny comments on my page and other pages, and those would get pinned, and those will pick up 400, 500 followers at once. So it's like all these little steps that you take, all the DMs, all of the stuff you post, all of your stories. And, you know, that's the build of these followings. It's not like you just posted one viral video and that's it. It's like, no, this takes nonstop work of doing this shit all day. So
for sure. So just, I mean, like, I think I should get my account back. If not, don't worry. This will not stop me.
No.
I will come back stronger than ever. And I'm going to work with Byron to create my own app.
Yeah, exactly. And you're talented enough where you're going to grow on TikTok and other accounts regardless.
If I really put...
You will get your Instagram back. And, you know, just a warning to everybody out there, like if you're getting DMs about, you know, getting your data taken or someone offering to pay $500, don't ever do that, because that person does not have access to Instagram. They're not going to be able to reinstate your account. They're just trying to get more money out of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, do a good job reporting other accounts and just, you know, put on two-factor authentication on Instagram and just do everything you can to make sure you're being, you know, is safe with your passwords and everything as possible, because this can happen to you. And by the time this is posted, the account might be deleted too. It's happening to everybody and us.
Yeah.
The walls are closing in on the BAM administration.
Yes. So really be careful, because clearly it's happening quite a bit right now. So just like really be careful with it, especially if it's a place you get a lot of your business.
Yep. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, throw it a like, give Matt a like to get his Instagram back. Throw some comments, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you on the other side when Matt's account is reinstated.
Yes, I'm in the upside down right now.